Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Struggle Street still?
Still, mate, a week later. But I tell you what, my voice is sounding a lot better.
Yeah, you couldn't speak the other day.
Couldn't speak. Had to like whisper, which for some people, it's probably quite a turn on.
What? Not hearing you talk. Yeah, you're let down.
It's not that funny.
You're let down by your voice. Everyone normally looks and goes, oh, hello. And then you start talking, oh, my God.
Get him out of the room now.
Mate, so you do sound awful. And I know it's been a hard week after Monday.
Yeah.
You didn't last very long.
No, I didn't. Hey. Monday was peak. Monday morning was peaking.
Did you feel all right now? Just your voice, your throat?
Yeah, I feel. I mean, I still feel quite stuffy and nasally, but I feel a lot better than I did.
Now, looking forward, we're off skiing in a few weeks' time, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we're going together, aren't we?
We are rooming, apparently.
Rooming.
Can't wait to bring my thong. Which colour?
I wasn't bothered going to pick that.
Red or black? Jock strap.
But I'm a bit worried now that I'm going to go down ill.
Because
I haven't had it.
Get it now.
Get it now, yeah. Get it now. Anyway, mate, listen, you have manned up. Struggle Street's been Struggle Street.
Yeah.
But you're coming out the other side.
I am.
You've gone from not busking to busking.
Yeah.
And then you've gone from busking to, you know, giving money to the busker. You're giving...
Oh, I'm a Kiwi, Damo. We all know that buskers don't do so well in New Zealand.
You've given them a high five and you've gone
fast. Yeah, I've gone. Good one, champ.
Nice one, son. I thought it was just me that was...
We all know Kiwi's tight.
Why are Kiwis so tight?
I don't know.
It's not well known, is it? But we are proper tight. I think we just like to fix stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, no, we're not paying for that. We'll just fix it. Kiwi ingenuity.
2 months later, it's even worse.
Anyway, mate, it's time for a message from our supporters. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's been a patron. We're going to go over a Patreon, but we've had a couple of extra additions to the Patreon.
We have, yeah.
So if you'd like to support
enough to support our buskers.
Yeah. So thank you very much. But Razzler Dazzler has been in touch. He's bought us a Christmas present, which he's going to mail soon.
Been in touch. That's a shock. Yeah.
And it's a very succinct email again, which is very good.
It's more than one paragraph.
Now,
it's a long email.
He's gone on to say everyone's worried about South Africa after the English win. They do look good, but he does make a good point that they normally win World Cups in 12-year cycles. So whenever they've won it, it's been a 12-year cycle, they win it again. So under those maths, they should be dormant until 27.
Yeah, okay.
They'll strike again at that point. He also goes on to say, in defence of Dave Rennie, he's played so many players, not because he's a knucklehead like Fozzie, but due to injury.
Yeah, which is another good point. We mentioned it last week, didn't we?
Yeah. And he brings us up on our comment about Dalton and okay. Sam Kane. And he agrees. You know, give him, Sam Kane this is,
yeah.
give him the last 20.
Yeah. He'll be able to close out a game really well, won't he?
And give 60 to the hungry young gun
yeah.
like Dalton.
Oh.
So his pick for the final four of the Rugby World Cup, France.
Okay.
Ireland, New Zealand, Australia.
Wow.
He says, thanks for getting up early to put on my favourite podcast. Mm. Cheers, the Razzler, the Dazzler.
The Razzler, the Dazzler. Good email.
Next one's Lincoln. You like to say Link the Stink. And because Link the Stink. You say Link the Stink, he just says, hey, Damo. Well, not even in there, mate. You're invisible.
That's okay. Do you know what? I really don't mind. As the boat race captain.
Yeah, so this is a just a little bit of a week old because I think Lincoln sent it through on a Monday. Obviously, we're doing the podcast on a Monday now. But that Wallabies game was hard to watch. Injuries killed the year. Hard yeah. to believe four players ruptured their Achilles this season. And now, Rennie used 50-plus players this year.
Which is great to see. But, I mean, there's a problem with so many getting injured. Are they getting thrashed?
Well, this is people are asking this question. The you know, is it a conditioning issue? Because, you know, a lot of these Super Rugby teams, they have very good conditioners, but maybe the Super Rugby conditioners aren't conditioning them up to international standard and they're only conditioning to Super Rugby standard.
I mean, there's been a lot of injuries worldwide though, hasn't there? If you think about
yes.
The All Blacks have had a lot of injuries. South Africa have had a lot of injuries.
But Achilles.
England.
Achilles. You know, Achilles should be something that if
what
you look
at a great film. It's a good story though, isn't it?
Anyway, Lincoln goes over his 15. He's gone Skipper, Pariki, Alatoa, Rodda, Frost. Now, I'm not sure about Rodder and Frost, but anyway,
no.
Holloway, Hooper, Valentini. I'm a big fan of Valentini.
Yes,
big fan of Hooper.
Pooper, Hooper, Scooper.
And Holloway, I think he's brought a bit of, because he's old, isn't he, Holloway? He's like 30-odd, you know, yep. that sort of
but
calm
then we go
head.
Down into the backs.
Yeah, he doesn't know who to pick at 10. So he's gone
No, but these, are, the in, these are the injured boys, aren't they?
No. No, this is the best 15 that he thinks.
Oh.
He would have White at 9.
Yeah.
He's gone Corin Betty, Karevi, Ikitau, and Callaway.
God, it's a good backline.
It is a very good backline. But who'd you play at 10? You going to go Quade Cooper? You going to go.
If he's fit, yeah.
If he's fit. If he's not fit.
If he's got backs like that outside him,
oh,
feed
goodness.
Them. Feed them like a lamb. Come on. Come and eat out of my hand.
And that's what he's very good at, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you look at it, Ikitau's really impressed me, but Karevi is always impressed
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that if you're marking him.
You're shivering in your boots.
You, oh, yeah. Brown stains down your trousers. 100%. I'm putting it out there. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't want to mark him.
I wouldn't want to mark him either. I'd end up kicking him.
Ikitau's really impressed. So 15, I think, who are you going to play? Who are you going to play at 15? And that is a tough one.
Now, they don't really have a 15, do they?
No. That I think when Callaway played at 15, I really liked Callaway. And I think then it opens up.
I just
up.
Don't think defensively he's a 15.
No, you're probably right. But, oh, hey, listen, do you go for Pattaya?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Jordan
yeah,
Pattaya seems to be. I mean, they've
Damo,
got.
I know exactly what you mean.
Or you go Hodge, who's just safe. I think Hodge.
He's got a good toe as well.
He's got a great toe. I think you put him on in the dying minutes to make sure you've got that long range penalty goal kicking
yeah.
option as
yeah.
well.
Okay.
I would definitely go.
I'd go Jordan Pattaya at 15.
You would go.
For the first 60. And then bring Hodge on.
Hodge on.
Hodge on.
Hodge is pretty good positionally as well. So you could bring him on earlier if he needs to be.
True.
Okay. I agree with all those. Yeah. I like that. They've got a lot of off the bench as well.
They've got good depth now. 50.
Let's just say, if you roll back the clock, you'd always say they're pretty weak in front row. Pretty tough on the front on the tight five. But, you know, they've changed that round now. I can't remember an Aussie scrum getting demolished.
Turned over. No.
Demolished. So that's great, mate. Right, over to you.
Yeah. I've got one here from Sugar Fingers.
Oh.
Hey there again, boys. Just good to see Sugar Fingers here. Excellent. Firstly, to answer your question from last week, I would not feel comfortable to divulge the reasons behind the name on the platform. Yep, fair. I like that. But I can confirm it is self-proclaimed. Ooh.
Now, well, I'm a bit worried about
it. If it's self-proclaimed, yeah. It's not true. Yeah.
All I've got to say.
Because I've self-proclaimed myself as the horse. But I think listening to that, we all know it's not true.
My nickname is Tripod.
Cameraman.
And all I've got to say, one leg is very short.
It doesn't extend properly.
Even though I really try.
So
I get some WD-40.
You need some CRC, mate.
Can't release it.
Some CRC. But the thing is that you're a Kiwi and you're a tight bugger.
Yeah, oh,
you're
yeah.
not going to afford the CRC.
Nah, a bit of olive oil.
Bit of spit.
Nah, it's still not working. Bit of spit. Oh, boy. All I've got to say is winks as well.
Yeah, so it's not true.
Self-proclaimed and you wink, wink.
Mm. How old are you?
Sugar
fingers. Because I tell you what, when I was a 15-year-old lad. No, we're just being silly now. Sorry to all the serious people of our podcast. Surely by now we've whittled out the serious people.
If we haven't, we've
we have now.
We have now. Yeah. Right now. Yeah. A lot of people have turned off now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sugar Fingers, here we go. I'll carry on, eh? After the two wink faces. The Wallabies seem to be one of the most inconsistent teams over the past two seasons, along with most Southern Hemisphere nations. Although, looking forward to the World Cup, something tells me that they are going to be hard team to beat. Going into this specific World Cup, do you think that the world rankings are going to be less important for teams competing against each other?
Oh, 100%.
They always are now, though. I don't think the world rankings do anything for anyone.
No, but what they used to do is it would be like, oh, you're playing. Oh, you're playing. Oh, you're playing New Zealand. Yeah. Oh, you're playing.
But it's the top 10 now. Oh, we're playing the All Blacks.
Yeah.
We can beat them.
We can beat them.
We're playing South Africa. Oh, we could beat them.
I wonder, is there... I would say England.
No, we'll win.
I reckon England fear South Africa.
100%.
But I'm not sure anyone else fears anyone else.
No. Do you know what it is? I think that's more of an internal battle that England-South Africa. It's player on player rather than nation on nation.
I reckon front row, it's just in their heads, isn't it?
Well, you think Mario Toje and Elizabeth, they're like school kids, aren't they?
Yeah. I like that. Anyway. It doesn't matter. Oh, he's got a good one, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a very good one.
Yeah, he's got a good one, yeah.
New game idea called the Rugby Rumble. Rumble in the Jungle. Out of the following three players, who do you believe would be the champion of a three-way fight?
I think that's important. It's a three-way fight.
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, it's not 1v1.
No. Three people. Yeah. Elizabeth, Brad Thorne, or Shabal?
What? Who are you going to go for here?
I'm going Brad Thorne because he's a scary bugger.
See, this is the problem. You've gone there.
No, but
if there was 1v1...
Do you know what? I think Brad Thorne and Shabal would then... I think they'd go at Elizabeth.
See,
young gun. They'd be like, well, come on, mate, we've got to get this young gun out. And then Brad Thorne would just headbutt Shabal. Oh, no, but then Brad Thorne would probably break his jaw because Shabal's got a fat head. Hard bugger, isn't he?
I'm going to go Shabal because he's just an absolute, and he'll do whatever it takes. Whereas Brad Thorne's a bit more of a gentleman as far as gentleman goes in a three-way fight. Itzebeth, I just think he's all talk, a lot of size.
He is a big guy.
When push comes to shove, he doesn't have the right tools in the box. But Shabal in his long hair, you know, you could just imagine, right, Itzebeth turning up in his Springboks kit.
Can I just say?
Just let me finish.
Okay,
right?
I'll let you finish, Damo. Yeah, you go, bud.
Itzebeth turning up in a Springboks kit, right?
Are his socks pulled up?
100%, right?
Village.
Brad Thorne turning up in his All Blacks kit. And Shabal turning up in nothing. Just
a loincloth.
Just ready for war.
The thing that gets me with Shabal here is he's got long hair, but he doesn't have that much of it.
So much testosterone, it's falling out.
And the thing is, long-haired people that don't have a lot of it are hard.
Never seen this before, but go on.
Yes, you have. Long hair, and they've almost got like the ball patch on top.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like strung over.
Yeah, little bit of a... What I do in the morning, just sort of need to make sure it's going in the right direction.
Anyway, good question. Now,
great question.
This one is from Steve Mackey. Stephen Mackey, apologies. Hi, boys. Good from him. I with a Z. Long time listener. First time emailer. Hey, I found myself a mouth guard. That's a bit rank, isn't it? I think it's new. Don't worry, everyone. I found a mouth guard in my pocket. Unfortunately, my first email is about something serious. By now, you know that serious doesn't cut it. But I promise I'll be in touch again soon and try and up my banter.
Love it.
Yep. I was at Murrayfield. Oh, brilliant. For the Scotland ABs game a couple of weeks ago. And just before the game, Scotland and Lions legend... Dottie Ware and his family came to the side of the pitch with the match ball. Dottie passed away this week after a long battle with MND, and Scottish rugby lost a true legend or a true great. Yeah, I agree. It's sad. However, I wanted to email to talk about what the players did when Dottie was on the side of the pitch. The players from both sides walked over to that side of the pitch, applauded, and Sam Whitelock, James Ritchie, went over and both spoke with Dottie and his family. I don't know if it was planned, but for me, it just reminded me that the ABs really are a gentleman of rugby, as they took the time right at the end of the pre-match. So it just sort of goes on to say that both captains went over and spoke to him and his family.
Yeah.
Which are great.
I just think that's...
They obviously get told before...
No, I don't think they do.
Who it is and why they're there. But I'm not sure they get told, oh, you must go and speak to him.
Yeah, I just think that... I think it's pretty close, isn't it, to everyone's hearts. MND.
Yeah.
Joost van der Westhuizen, now Dottie Ware, to... Real greats of their countries, you know, South African sort of best ever, I would say, scrum half, maybe even the world. And now Dottie Ware, and it's kind of like, it's pretty close to home. You know, as a rugby player playing at test match level, you're probably thinking, what would I want if it was me? And, you know, you'd like to think that people would go across and spend some time with you and your family type thing. I think it's great.
I think it is great. And, you know, it's not the first time it's happened. Leinster... With the Māori All Blacks.
Yeah.
You know, that jersey and the Ponamu and things like that, and the haka for the, I think it was an old coach, wasn't it?
Player coach, yeah.
Player coach.
Yeah.
Foley. You know.
Foley.
Was
don't
it Foley?
Know, don't know his first name. Yeah.
And, I think it's a classy touch, isn't it?
It is. And it would be fair to say, you know, the New Zealanders in general, and with sport, they don't have that edge that maybe some other countries do have. You know, the cricket team were known for being gentlemen's, and so gladly are the All Blacks. Something that, you know, you got to make sure you keep.
I just think we've got to look at the bigger picture here as well.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it's just a game. Rugby's just a game. It's a lifestyle. You know.
It is just a game, mate. And they don't get paid the money that arguably they deserve.
No, but what's a couple of minutes?
What's a couple of minutes, yeah. After you've warmed up.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anyway, mate, it's over to our newest Patreon member, Derek Scott.
Yes, the lad.
Hey, gents, haven't written in a while, but have continued to follow the show. Toby, I think the mornings suit you. The snark really comes out. Oh,
bit of an ass.
Truly entertaining. You should know my son's favourite catchphrase is Hooper Pooper Scooper.
Excellent. It's one of mine as well.
Hope both you and Dame are doing well. Quick takes. Bowden is my favourite player, but Jordan needs to start. yeah, good name next. Must see. What is it? Anis? Oh, I don't know. Must see TV. Eddie is sniffling Marcus.
Yeah, brown nose.
Yeah. England got it. Got it going against the AVs once Farrell was hobbled, which allowed Smith to steer the ship. I agree with that. The NPC flinging it and yinging it mindset is a joy to watch. The MLR management is clueless. The use of cheap plastic lawn chairs for players seating during the World Cup champs is perplexing and looks hokey. So true, isn't it? I love when those big guys sit on those, like, even shorter chairs. I think that's for their Venus return or whatever. France is clear front runners for 2023. Papa Lee continued to start, or should continue to start. The AB's starting hooker stance is strange to me. Still, I believe the AB's have the talent to win the World Cup, but won't if emotions continue to influence selections. Take care and thanks for your great work. Some great, great points there. And that is our biggest problem. Fozzie and his selections is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
But I'm loving all it. MLR, we don't know much about the MLR, do we?
No.
But it's growing and, you know, it's a sleeping giant. We keep saying that, but it keeps sleeping.
One more person's about to join them as well.
Yeah. One more person. Anyway, mate, it's time for breaking news.
It is. Proudly supported by our Patreon members.
Thank you very much for everyone that supports us on Patreon.
Yes.
If you'd like to do the same, then follow the link below.
The link is below. You're right.
It is, yeah.
You are right, Damien.
You going to start us off, mate?
Yep, I shall. Eddie Jones.
Yes, Steady Eddie.
Huge payout stands between RFU and Eddie Jones' replacement. So that tells me that Eddie's got to go.
Eddie,
they just need to find the funds.
I just think it's bizarre.
How much do you think?
Don't get me wrong. Do I think he should go? Well, you know my stance on coaches who are under-delivering for a prolonged period of time, who have a really bad personality and ruin their players and can't select a team for Toffee. You know my stance on that. But it's a bit too close to World Cup, mate.
Yeah, it is.
So do I think he'll go? Maybe now they've just had enough.
He's going to go.
How much do you reckon he has to get paid out, though?
Well, it doesn't tell you, which is a bit of a shame. But I think it's a lot. I think it's sort of 500 to a mil.
Well, you've got to look at it and say they've got to pay him out of next year's, so a whole calendar year. So I reckon he must be on a mil. I reckon he must be on a mil.
Do you think he as a coach is on a mil?
Because, who was it? Pat Lamb's on £600,000. And I know Eddie Jones gets paid significantly more than that. So at least say 800,000. So they've got to pay him out of that. Go on sabbatical, son.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
That's actually my story as well. But what I like about this is what I've got here is that Eddie Jones is to face the music on Monday morning. So And only
today.
That's today, yeah. And
he's gone. You heard it here first.
You heard it there. Now, Mike Brown did a really good story on this. And he basically said that Eddie Jones is a bully. Eddie Jones is a control freak. And Eddie Jones, like we mentioned last week, scares his players.
Yeah, but we know this.
We know this. But I think that people are starting to come out. Players are starting to talk. People are asking players, you know, what's going on in camp. And they're being honest, or more honest than they were in the past. So with all of this, I think that he'll go. The big question is, who is going to replace him?
I've gone Scotty Robinson, you know.
Yeah, no chance.
Okay.
The reason why?
No international
experience. I think Wales, Scotty Robinson. I think Warren Gatland will take over short term. Steve Borthwick will be long term. And I think there's two reasons for that. Steve Borthwick is they want an English coach. I think they've been burnt a little bit by Eddie. And therefore they want an English coach coaching the national team. Steve Borthwick is the guy. He's had some international experience coaching, you know, Japan, the Lions. But I don't think they want to sell him up the river with trying to turn around a team.
Ronan O'Gara?
No, there'll be absolutely no chance.
I know, because I've just read something that said there was no chance.
That an island.
So why a Kiwi?
I just think it's easier. It's kind of like more acceptable to have, and he's only interim. He's going to only be interim. He'll be named as interim coach. He won't be named as the full coach.
So interim coach till the World Cup.
Till the World Cup.
Wow.
I don't think it's a very good fit, to be honest. We saw that with Warren Gatland coming to the Chiefs. You didn't see this. He's not a quick turnarounder.
No, he's not.
So someone like, I think, Scotty Robinson is much better suited to an interim coach.
But he won't.
But he won't get it.
I think he'll still get it. I think you're wrong.
You think he might get it?
I think you're wrong.
Well, that's not a surprise.
No, I don't think he might get it. I just think you're wrong.
Yeah, so I reckon Eddie Jones gone. Payout and interim coach put in place, because I think the players have started to say, we're not happy now. Whereas before they were puckered up.
I agree.
Over to you, mate.
South Africa's World Cup winner, Sabu, someone.
Has gone missing.
Yeah. He's gone missing. 26 years old. Missed out on the Autumn Internationals with a rib injury. And he's been absent without leave for the past 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
That's a bit weird that they've just finally mentioned this after 3 weeks.
They've tried to ring him, text him, call relatives.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
When I read the story, I thought he'd just gone missing. You know, like just the other day. Didn't turn up to training. Three weeks.
Mm.
Wow. Don't like the sound of that. Did we ever find out about the English lad?
No, the one in Spain. Did he ever turn
up? Yeah.
Nothing really came of that.
No. Next story, mate, is the Super Rugby and the future of it. So, you know how it used to be SANZAR, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia?
Yes.
But it's no longer SANZAR anymore, because obviously the SAFAs have gone off and done their own thing.
Yeah.
I think there still is SANZAR, because obviously there's the you know, rugby championship, but they've come up. The Rugby Australia and NZRFU have confirmed there'll be no changes to the competition structure moving forward. So we're going to go and we're going to do Super Rugby Pacific, and we are going to go and say, okay, you got the New Zealand teams, you got the Australian teams, you got the Fijian, and you've got the Mana Pacifica side. What do you reckon?
I think it'll be good.
Starts
I think
on.
It needs to be good.
It needs to be good. Yeah, the 24th of February. So
it's relatively soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it already. Eh?
I like the sound of that. I think I'm getting a blood nose, mate. So I'm just gonna pull a bit of loo roll out, test the waters.
You getting a dip and stick? Oh, you're all right. You're okay. A
little bit of blood in it. It was raging out this morning.
Oh, God. We do not need to know this. We do not need to know this stuff.
Got onto my microphone.
So I think it was good last year. I think there's more teams that can win it as well. Like, you look at the change that we're seeing, probably Scotty Robinson off overseas. You know, after this year, the Crusaders will dramatically change. My worry is moving forward, is it a competition that is going to float people's boats? I think the Aussie teams are better as well, better competition. And they have spoken about the possibility, which I think will happen, if you play in the Super Rugby competition, you are eligible for New Zealand.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And I think that they're gonna try and include Japan in that. So that So that means that if you're playing in that time zone, then you're gonna be selectable for the All Blacks. So you don't have to be playing
Lomape.
Yeah, but he'll be playing for Samoa in the World Cup, I'm sure. So, but my point being,
I hope New Zealand get beaten by Samoa and Lomape wins the winning try.
And just goes up to Fozzie.
Yeah.
Goes up to Fozzie. Does the Justin. No, not Justin Marshall. Landon Merton's to him.
And a Carlos.
He just bulldozes us all day long. I don't want us to lose. What are you talking about?
No. Draw.
Nah. Draw. I just want, what I want is, I want us to beat them by 80, but I want Lomape to have a hell of a game.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, bulldoze everyone, just like take them all on. Yeah. That's what I'd like
bulldoze
to see.
Bulldoze through Geordie Barrett.
So I think that's quite exciting, because for a while I've been worried about us losing loads and loads and loads of players going overseas early. But I think that what's happening in England, the finances is not good. And actually, apart from France. So basically, if you want to make a load of money, you go to France or you go to Japan. And Japan is a lot more interesting.
It's a short season as well.
Short season, loads of money, good experience for you and your family. You don't need to go over there for, you know, the weather's good. It's much closer to home.
Yeah.
So I think if they try and include the Japanese and say you can play in any of those teams, you're still selectable for the All Blacks, I think it'll be fantastic.
I think a lot more people will go.
I think a lot more people would go. But
so
I,
what will that do for the Super Rugby?
No,
new talent.
New talent.
New talent. That's a fire. That's our fire from our youth. That there. Fire from our youth.
Looks like sugar through. Fingers, mate.
How many fingers are you using? Hell.
yeah, very, very interesting. Like it.
Mm.
Like it. Mate, what caught your eye?
Well, nothing was on, so nothing.
Oh, loads caught my eye.
Oh, yeah? What caught your eye?
Stuff on bums.
Oh.
You know the advertisement?
Yes.
The one place that I absolutely hate it.
Is on the bottom.
Is on the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, because.
Did you know, when I was a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
And I was doing my surf life saving, I tried to get some sponsors. And what I did is I drew out a pair of Speedos. Now, Speedos are quite small.
They are.
There's not much advertising area.
No, especially at the front for you. Tiny piece of advertising there.
That's why there was no advertising there. Can't see it. Although on the beach there's a lot of binos. Yeah, and on the bum was the main place, obviously.
Did you ever fill that sponsorship?
No.
No, I thought when you said I tried.
I never approached anyone. Although I did approach a cereal brand in New Zealand. I was like, oh, look, you know, would you mind?
Yeah.
And they said no, but they sent me this huge box of cereal.
Oh, really?
Like 3 months worth
love it.
Of cereal.
Who was that?
That was Hubbard's.
Hubbard's?
Hubbard's in New Zealand, yeah. Brilliant. Check them out. It's good. Very healthy. Good fibres, good for the digestive system.
Very good. So I don't like that. And the reason why I don't like it is because if I'm a young whippersnapper, right, I want the full kit.
Yeah.
I want the full kit. I want replica. I don't want no pass off of, you know, something that's not quite the same. And that's where the problem goes.
When you're playing rugby at that level, I don't think you mind, mate.
No, if you're a kid buying the replica kit,
okay,
you're going to look like an absolute idiot wandering around with a big sponsor on your bum. That's my point.
Okay.
And I think, actually, the player's bum, do you know what I mean? That's like, you know, you just don't need to go there. There's plenty more space for it. You go on the back of the leg, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Front of the leg, fine with that. Anywhere on the top, fine with that.
Okay.
Just leave the bum alone. Looks ridiculous.
So you're telling me that you want a better view at the bottom?
I'm not saying that.
At the dairy. Yeah.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it looks ridiculous.
Okay.
Looks ridiculous.
I agree.
I hate it.
I dislike, I'm not going to say I hate it.
I hate it.
But it doesn't need to be there.
Coaches around the world.
Yep.
My next point.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of them.
So you've got South Africa, Oz, Wales, England and New Zealand. All their coaches are under the pump.
Yes.
They're all like, should they stay? Should they go?
Should I
Nabila from, Nambali from South Africa, if he had a loss to England, could have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oz, Dave Rennie, you know, people have been, oh, is he the right guy for the job? Well, he is. But anyway, that being, you know, that. Wales, well, he's gone, isn't he?
Yeah.
England, looks like he's gone.
Yeah.
And Fozzie should have gone. And I was thinking, who?
How he stayed in that role. I know. He's a magician.
But you think around the world and you think, okay, who is there that has a you know, coaching group that, and it's France.
Ireland.
And Scotland and Ireland. And then the minor nations. You know, really, at the top table, I'm just thinking, are England having a blinder playing their hand early? Because I tell you what, after the World Cup, there's going to be a lot of competition for the top coaches. Because you think about it, right? If South Africa, Oz, Wales, England and New Zealand all looking for new coaches, then potentially you're going to get third, fourth, fifth best. So if Wales go early and go Scotty Robinson, they've had an absolute fantastic.
Scotty Robinson's going to England as interim. After World Cup, he's then going to New Zealand.
Wow. Great shout. But my point is, I think that Wales and England may be having a blinder if they choose now. They get early first dibs on top coaches.
Okay, I get what you mean.
The other one was the Premiership. So I watched a little bit of the Premiership over the weekend. And piss-offs. It's just a piss-off feast. So if you don't know what a piss-off is, they're the ball out the back. And not just from the forwards. It's like ball out the back from the forwards. Then another ball out the back. And then another ball out the back. There's just so many of them. And it's good to watch.
Oh, but a fling it and ying it.
They are flinging it and ying it, but in a very sort of productive way. It's good to watch. Period. The grounds are quite full apart from London Welsh. No, well, London Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible turnout. But other than that, good crowds. Good to watch.
Is there a London Welsh team?
There is.
Is there?
There isn't a London Welsh, yeah.
Is there a London English team?
Yes, it's called Saracens. and Harlequins.
It's quite funny.
Yeah, so that's what I really noticed, what caught my eye over this week.
But there hasn't been any international rugby.
No, it did feel a little bit weird.
Mm.
I was a bit sad.
Run up to Christmas, there's going to be no more international rugby.
No. We're going to have to wait till February.
The real rugby starts in February.
Both Six Nations and
Super. Six Nations?
Yeah, February.
Oh, that'll be quite good too, actually.
Great. It's going to be really tight, isn't it? Yeah, really tight. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. And the great thing about the Six Nations...
Do you know what? I'm looking forward to it because the All Blacks aren't in it, so I can sit down and be...
impartial.
Yeah. Well.
Question for you, right?
Okay.
I watch football. My son plays football.
Yep.
I can't... If it's not a team I'm supporting, I just can't watch it.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's like just boring.
Right.
So, you know, watching World Cup.
Yep.
I can't watch Argentina versus whoever because it's just boring.
And I don't know the players. No. I mean, I know like the main players, obviously, but no, I agree.
Now, this might be just me, but I can watch Six Nations and I'm not really supporting any team apart from whoever's playing England. I'm definitely supporting them.
Yeah.
But I can watch anything.
Yeah.
And I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe footballers think the complete opposite.
I'm sure they do.
They could watch any game. But, you know,
footballers watching rugby, they probably don't know all of the ins and outs of the rules.
Most people watching that England, Saudi Arabia match last night, football?
No, Senegal.
Senegal. Watching that, they were like, oh, this is so boring for the first, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Even football fans were like, oh, God, dreadful. It's like, this is football. You know, you should enjoy just watching it, shouldn't you?
Yeah, but you could still say the same about rugby. Maybe. We do. God, that was a bit boring first half, wasn't it? We do say that.
Not very often.
No, but we do say that.
Right, mate, listeners' questions. Toby and Damo, thanks for always doing a great pod. Are you going to do any end-of-year rewards? The Owen Farrell Award for a really nice guy.
Well, he gets that, doesn't he?
Most village moment of the year. I'm sure there are a few other potential categories to explore. Perhaps the Geordie Barrett Award for the Irrational Hatred. Love all these, Simon. So this comes from Simon. Now, what I would say is I think we should do an awards thing next week.
Okay.
But I'm going to answer his three sections now.
Hang on, I got a bit of blood.
Oh, God. So anyway, the first one is the nice...
Damo, you carry on, mate. You carry on.
Yeah, I will do. The Nice Guy Award. You have to tell me what you think of this, right?
Okay.
These are the three nominees. Owen Farrell, it's named after him. He's got to be in there.
Has to.
Eddie Steady Jones.
Steady Eddie.
Right, and Darcy Swain. Now, if you don't know who Darcy Swain is, he's the Aussie who took out our player.
Yeah.
Dirty. Dirty bugger. Lebanini or whatever from Argentina has to go in there as well. But who would be your Nice Guy Award? Who would it go to?
My Nice Guy Award would go to none of those.
Ooh.
My Nice Guy Award would go to the front row for England. What's his name?
Kyle Sinclair, yeah. I'm going to go Eddie Jones. Eddie. Bully Jones.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good name for a Nice Guy Award.
It is.
Steady the Bully Eddie Jones.
I love it. Right, most village moment. Oh. These are the things that you can choose from. Oz losing to Italy. AB's losing to Ireland.
AB's?
France ref call against Oz. We play. Oh, no, you did not play fast enough. Penalty to New Zealand.
I reckon it's Georgia. It's Georgia losing.
Wales losing to Georgia. Yeah. You think that one?
I think that one. Although Oz losing to Italy's village.
It's real village, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when they should have, like, Wales losing to Georgia at home was awful. But at least Wales put out a team to beat them.
Yes.
Like, Oz didn't even do that. It's it's just Italy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do any of those. I'm going for the New Zealand media.
Ooh.
Who paid a massive billboard outside the Island Hotel stating that they couldn't beat the ABs. All that did was it just gave them fuel in their bellies. It took them out of their hotel every time they walked out and they saw this billboard. It filled them with determination.
They must have used that so much throughout that week.
That's right. That is the most village moment of this year for me. New Zealand media being knobheads.
Yeah. They continue to do it, though.
The next one is Geordie Barrett Irrational Hatred Award. Here we go. Geordie Barrett. Owen Farrell.
O'Wine.
Bowden Barrett. Or Fozzie.
And it's a four-way tie at the top.
See, I think you're wrong. It's not a four-way tie at the top.
I think you're going to pick Fozzie.
No, I'm not. Because it's not irrational.
It's very rational.
It's very rational.
Bowden Barrett for me.
Bowden Barrett.
Pretty good. But I just don't like him.
Bowden, you don't like Bowden Barrett?
No, you know that.
No, I like... Bowden's good.
Yeah, but that's why it's an irrational hatred.
Maybe, yeah. Owen Farrell is not good. It's not irrational. It's very rational.
It's very rational.
I'm going to say Geordie because actually he's quite good.
What about Mario Tauge?
Yeah, very true. But I think like Geordie, you know, we've been giving him a lot of stick.
We do.
We give him a lot of stick.
Yeah.
And actually...
Don't say it.
Actually, he's quite good.
No.
He's quite good.
What are you doing?
He's quite good. A lot of people out there like him. We don't like him.
No.
And I can't tell you why we don't like him.
We haven't liked him for years.
I think. Ever since he did that pass against South Africa, I think we are holding on to that so tight. So tight. Moment's gone. We've got to give it up.
We can't. Geordie. Where's the humour in that?
Do you know the other thing is? It's the haircuts. It's the haircuts of Geordie Barrett. He has just got some worst mullet.
He's not even a good looking bloke.
But there was a moment, right, where his haircut looked all right. So like he had a couple of weeks where it looked normal. And then he went back to some bizarre.
His play went downhill. I think he plays better with a dross haircut.
Yeah, probably true. Mate, your question to me?
Oh, no. I always forget.
Should I do mine to you?
Yeah.
What really gets you angry?
Geordie Barrett. The All Blacks losing.
Yeah, the All Blacks losing. England winning.
England winning annoys me, yep.
Mara Toji, when he like winds people up.
His face. I don't get angry a lot.
No, you don't.
So nothing really makes me angry in a way. I get annoyed and frustrated.
People not trying gets me really angry.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So as a teacher.
Or just being thick. You know, like, have you, instead of coming straight to me, have you asked other people, have you tried?
Yeah.
Have you looked?
Yeah.
Because I can see it right now, so why aren't you looking for it?
Mm. I think that
there's
for me,
no resilience.
As a teacher, the one thing that really gets me going is lack of effort. I can deal with everything else. Lack of ability, not a problem.
Sometimes that frustrates me.
Over enthusiasm, not a problem, right? Bit of spark, bit of banter, not a problem. Lack of effort, big problem.
Yeah. What makes you angry?
Yeah, lack of effort, mate. Is that your question to me?
Poor drivers.
Poor drivers.
There's a lot in England.
Slow drivers. People that don't pass people. As well, that's another thing, isn't it? Like, as Kiwis, we're so used to, and I'm sure the Aussies out there as well, we're so used to, oh, windy road.
Yeah.
There's a guy here who blatantly, you know, is like 95, and we've got to go past him. But in this country, they like queuing.
They're
queuing on the road as well.
Yeah.
Won't pass anyone. It's too dangerous. The other side of the road is for the cars going the opposite direction. Yes.
Oh, wait, there's none coming. I'll leave it there.
No, no. What happens if they just turn up?
There's a straight road. I can't see them.
So there you go. Yep. That's what gets me cross.
Mm.
Mate, what about you? What's the question? What's the question?
My question to you. Okay. Super Rugby.
Yeah.
Scotty Robinson potentially going or has gone. Which New Zealand team do you think will sort of put their head above the rest?
You would like to think Auckland.
Mm.
They've got a really good set up there now.
Yeah, they do. And they've got a good player base.
They do.
I think it'll be sort of the Auckland of old in a way.
But then you go over to Oz and you say Brumbies, Waratahs.
I was just saying in New Zealand.
I know, but
Super
Rugby.
Why are you extending this?
Super Rugby, you said. Super
New
Rugby.
Zealand.
Yeah, but I think that it could be a lot tighter this year than it has been in the past years.
I agree, which will be good.
Very good.
A bit more exciting, won't it?
Yeah.
Hard for the Super Brew.
Very tough for Super Brew. Mate, to finish off the show,
okay.
I've got a quiz questions for you. I enjoyed them so much last week that I've got some more for you. So are you ready?
Yes.
Which player was top point scorer in the 2019 World Cup? Tough questions, these.
Do I get any options?
Nope.
Pollard.
You going Pollard?
Yeah, I'm going Pollard.
You're right. Nice work. Right, next question. What is the record for most tries a player has scored at the Rugby World Cup tournament?
Is it seven? It's either seven or eight.
Who are you going for?
Oh, who or how many?
How many and then who?
Seven, and I think it's Doug Howlett, I think John Olomu, and I think someone else has got it now as well. Savia, maybe? Julian?
I'm going to give you partly correct. It's okay. Eight.
Oh, right.
Shared then. By Lomu, Habana.
Oh, yeah, Brian Habana.
And Julian Savia. Right. That is really good. I thought that's really good, isn't it? You've done well there.
Yeah, thanks.
You've done well.
Eight, okay.
Next question. This is now Rugby Championship.
Okay.
Which team has the longest losing streak?
Argentina.
How many losses in a row?
Five. No, more. 11.
It is Argentina. 15 losses in a row.
Pretty close.
For 2 years they lost.
Oh, that's
did not win a game.
But they're chipping their way back.
They are. Which country has won the most rugby championship titles, including titles won when they called it the Tri Nations?
New Zealand.
How many?
Oh, most. How long has it been going on for?
Don't know.
Oh.
Don't know.
12.
I'll give you, it is New Zealand.
Yeah.
But it's 17.
Oh.
10 Tri Nations and 7 rugby championships.
Yeah. Wow.
Who is a top point scorer for South Africa? This is in the Tri Nations. You've done incredibly well. Can I just say this?
Thank you.
I don't think I would have got some of these right.
Francois Steyn. The number 10. Not the big one with the huge toe.
You're right, it's Mornay Steyn.
Oh, Mornay Steyn, that's
yeah,
right.
Mornay, yeah, Mornay Steyn. And last one, who's the top point scorer for Argentina?
God, what's his name? Not Parise. No, that's Italian. I know who I mean. Number 10, quite a small guy. Really, we both really rated him.
Yeah, you're right. Sanchez.
Yes, that's the one, yeah.
Nicolas Sanchez.
Yeah. God, he was good, wasn't he?
289 points.
Wow. That's how many impressive. Did Steyn get?
390.
Oh, gosh.
Dan Carter, 554.
Wow.
Impressive that, isn't it? And Brian Habana, 21 tries.
Yeah, gosh.
Class, eh? Class. Mate, listen, you've really struggled through today.
Yeah, I've got a sore throat.
You've got a very sore throat.
Bit of a blood nose.
We know.
Oh, sorry.
You hide it not very well.
No, I'm not very subtle, am I?
Mate, what can people do to support us?
Like, share, subscribe, email in. We love an email. Don't
we love an email, yeah.
Patreon link below. 5-star review. Anything and everything, really.
Just want to go over that. Derek Scott, Stevie Mack, Thomas McKellar, all recent Patreon members, so thank you so much for
love
your support.
That.
Makes a huge difference to us.
It does,
it really does.
It gets us really, really excited.
Yeah, it does.
Like, really, really excited, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
As grown men, or growing men, you know what I mean.
Mate, until next week, it's always a pleasure.
See you later.
Podcast Network.